Okay, welcome to today's episode. Okay, so this is just a follow-up video that I feel that I should do lah. Because after the verse answers lah, the 99 year lease decay problem lah, wow, I see the comment inside ah. A lot of people don't understand what is going on lah, you know, and a lot of people say things like, oh, new launch eventually also become resale mah, why like that? I tell you, I don't want to comment on all the two noob question, okay? Or I don't want to comment on all the like people just want to say for the sake of saying, like never think lah, you know. So I want to comment on the real questions, okay? So I think a lot of people asking, so Aaron, but new launch and resale, they still don't understand what's the difference. It's very simple. Today you buy new launch, right? You are the first mover. You hold the property. You are first owner. Everybody buy at the same price in the condo. So everybody, right, will try to sell higher than the same price that they buy. When that happens, right, it's very hard for prices to drop. And all these new launch they buy today, right, they can only sell technically 4 years later because SSD changed to 4 years. So they won't sell before that because they have to pay extra tax. So the price that they lock in today is actually the price 4 years later. Okay? But resale is different. Resale, the price you lock in today. Okay, you must. It's today's price. Today you pay for this price. Oh. Okay, you want to sell 4 years later, you must make sure you make money. Ma. But your property become very old. Ma. But this new launch, oh, they become new leh. Because they from a land become a building mah. The building nobody stay mah. So 4 years later, then they go in, the building is new leh. Your one is 4 years later, the building will get older only eh. Okay, I think that's the easiest way to explain it lah. Okay. So it's very different for the price you pay for a new launch and the price you pay for a resale because the age of the property and the lease go down. For new launch, people don't care so much because even the 99 years starts when they are building. Also cannot stay what? They look at the condition of the place. And all of them are first owner. They all buy at the same price, you know. But you go to the resale, right? I can tell you there is an owner oh, that bought 10 years ago lah. He don't need to sell. Even if 4 years later, 5 years later, he sell the price you buy today, he still make money. Correct or not? So you all must understand there's a lot of logic to this, but I don't want to go too deep into it. So in 99 years, this thing is like, I don't know, it's already said long ago, man. Like some of the people are howling and say, whoa, you know, say long ago, you all don't know, you know, okay. They are not wrong, lah. Already announced long ago. So, if you ask me, I also did chit chat with my overseas friend about this because they were asking me and we were just, they are interested to know what do I feel about these 99 years because it's very uncommon in the other countries. So, I explained something like that, okay? I told them that in HDB, the government need 99 years. Why? It's very simple. Because the government give you, frankly speaking, I think the government is fair, okay? I'm not trying to side them, okay? Not saying that, oh, I'm the PAP guy or what, okay? I'm going to explain this. When the government give you a BTO or SBF, they give you at this concessionary price. This price that you take 5 years later, 8 years later, MOP, you sell, you confirm earn money. Okay, that's number one. You confirm earn money. 第一桶金已经给你了, okay, money already give you already. Then, when they are new, right, the price start to go up, go up, go up. Go up until where? I don't know. Because if you realize, when it starts to get old, okay, where is the old mark? If 20 years, is it old enough? I don't think it's old enough. 30 years, is it old enough? I still don't think it's old enough. But if you ask me the growth rate from the 5th year to the 10th year, compared to the growth rate from the 20 year to the 30 year, confirm the 5 year to 10 year or 5 year to 15 years, the growth rate is faster. The growth rate from the 20 year to the 30 year, the growth rate is slower. But it will reach a point, it will reach a point about, I think, 40 plus years, 50 plus years, it will reach a point where the growth rate may go negative. May go negative, I'm not confirm go negative. But if you look at it this way, the drop in the negative growth rate, the drop, right, in the last 40 years, maybe, or in the last 30 years, maybe, if you calculate the money that you buy compared to you go out and rent a place, right, it's confirmed cheaper. This is what I told my overseas friend. You can go and do the calculation. It's confirmed cheaper than the monthly rental that you have paid. So let's put this aside. The government got to cover all income groups. The average, the lower average, and the higher average. So if you got money higher average, go and buy private property. You can go and play the stock game or the share game, okay? The stock market game. If you are average, you want to stay in HDB, can. Go and buy the newer HDB. If you are lower than average, can you still play the money game in the HDB market? Can. Go and get your second BTO flat, okay? Or buy newer HDB flat. So always sell and buy, sell and buy, sell and buy. So we leave the older HDB flats to who? To the older people. Or the people that don't need the house for so long. Or the people that the lower income people. They, instead of renting, you know, with all the grants and everything, they hold the house for the next 30, 40 years, it's still going to be very cheap. It's still going to be very cheap. So I feel this is what the government is trying to do. And then I remember that there's a lease buyback scheme. So if you're very old, you can do lease buyback scheme. Okay? Or you are very old, you can go and buy the 老人公寓, the elderly studio apartment by the government. If you buy 30 years, don't know how much, then if anything happens, you go to another world, they will give you back a certain money to your nominee and whatsoever. I don't know the details, but it's somewhere like that. So there's a game to play. It's a fair game. If the government don't put houses to 99 years, then you think the next generation of Singaporeans, we are not talking about the next generation as in like next generation. We are talking about the next generation, the next 50 years, the next 40 years, the next 80 years later, the Singaporeans. What are they going to do? Live in your 102-year-old house? Live in your 150-year-old house and you're still trying to command a high price? And the government cannot take back? Then the whole Singapore become old HDB flat? Cannot be, ma. Or what? Flip your HDB flat. So everybody hold like the new private property that everybody try to buy HDB flat loan. So that hope that one day they can unblock and take a fortune, take a pot of gold from the government. Cannot be, right? So this is public housing. Not here to earn money with public housing. The main focus of public housing when they were invented is not for us to get a pot of gold. So in order to protect this system and make sure that the integrity is correct, you cannot have a freehold HDB flat. You know, why? Okay, I give you an example. Today, you take a private property as a HDB flat. You think about it this way. There's freehold private property, 99 years private property in the market that people buy because it's very old. And this group of people, whether they are right or wrong, let's put it one side. But the motive and the intention, the agenda is very important. They buy all these old properties, they hold. They hold for the sake of thinking that a collective sale will happen. Because when a collective sale happens, they make a fortune out of it. So there's this group of people that do this. So we also cannot say that they are wrong, you know, but we also cannot allow every single property to have people having thinking this mindset to purchase this kind of property and hold. So imagine this effect is being put in a HDB flat. Then that is gone case. Okay? Then all the HDB flat will become very, very expensive because these people just buy and hold, hoping that an en bloc process will come and they will make a fortune out of it. Then when people make a fortune out of it, I ask you, is it the integrity of the HDB flat get challenged again? But the integrity of the HDB flat is for what? It's to provide affordable housing to Singaporeans, to all Singaporeans. So, I fully agree with what the Singapore government is doing. But does it mean that confirm we liao? It's very simple. Just don't buy a old HDB flat if you can. Correct? If you have the money, don't buy an old HDB flat. If I'm very old today, okay, I'm maybe like 70 plus years old, okay, or 80 plus years old. It's okay to buy an old HDB flat, you know. Anyway, anything happen, I throw a bit of money, I keep going holiday, I just stay there, or I just stay there for my last few years of my life. Then later on, like that, you know, I can take the other money to go and put into a fixed deposit mah, that from my condo sale or from my BTO sale or whatsoever mah. You know, I take it as it's a renter thing lah, because I already left last few years mah. So it's not wrong. I feel that people should understand the game, rules of the game, how the game should be played, and then play accordingly if you got the money. So if you feel that you are in the average or the above average and you can afford buying the newer HDB flats or the newer condos, please feel free to do so, because that will protect you. You will never have the worst problem. Because frankly speaking, I meet a lot of older HDB flat owner recently. And they also have the concern of us, and they are calling me because they want to sell it off. They sell it off moving to an older HDB, a newer HDB flat. So I shared the same concept with them. If you feel that staying here is okay and you stay here forever, actually the money that you lose is very little. But if you feel that you have a little bit more money and you want to move to a newer place, a better place, and you don't want to get affected by the lease decay of your flat, then move to a newer HDB flat lor. So there's people that take the left route, there's people that take the right route. I wouldn't say there's a right or wrong. It's what they are comfortable with, what they can afford, and where they're heading to in their own life. Okay? So, cut the story short, I feel that this whole system is not wrong. It cannot be 100% correct. There's nothing in this world that is 100% correct. But main thing is, it's integrity of the system is the best we can cover the integrity of HDB flat and the real meaning of HDB flat, you know. So it has to be done that way. So as long as you do it correctly, you will not be at the expense of a lease decay. So it's just very simple. As long as you do your planning correctly, you will not be at the expense of lease decay. So my client, they are very smart. Before 55, normally these clients, before 55, they'll kind of look for me because they don't want to get their CPF trapped in their RA, then they need to appeal this, appeal that, you know. So they always do their planning when they are about 52 years old, 51 years old, which is a right move. So very simple lah, you watch more of my videos, then it will help you to have more knowledge, because all these people that look for me, they watch a lot of my videos, they understand what am I sharing, they know that this concept is like they don't want to get trapped, you know. They ask me for opinion, you know. My job is to help you, and I also happy that I can help you, and so that you don't get trapped in whatever things that you don't want to get trapped in lah. Okay, so hit the like button, subscribe button. See you in the next episode. I just want to share this because I know there's a lot of feedbacks, you know. So I don't want to answer all those boliao comment lah. Okay, but main thing is we understand the game, we understand the purpose is for the best of the future. And of course, if you have a better scheme, you know, feel free to go and tell the government yourself. Okay, no need to comment here. The government won't read my comment. I'm just a small fry. Okay, so hit the like button, subscribe button. See you in the next episode, and bye bye.